We're talking about the show Wisconsin Foodie, which airs on Wisconsin Public Television. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The upcoming season has a new face in the kitchen with Chef Luke Zahm. Are you a fan of Wisconsin Foodie? What do you love about the show? What do you want to see in the future? We're at 800-642-1234 for you to join in. Luke Zahm is a James Beard-nominated chef and owner of the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua, and he replaces Kyle Cherik, who hosted the show for 11 years. Luke, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity.
And Arthur Ersink is here. He's the founder and executive producer of Wisconsin Foodie. Arthur, welcome to you.
Good morning.
So, Luke, let's start with you. You were a guest on Wisconsin Foodie before you became the new host. What interested you in this opportunity?
Sure. I think really helping to reinforce the Wisconsin identity. I grew up, actually, in a really small town, Lafarge, population 745. And I promised myself, actually, that I was going to make sure that I said Lafarge out loud.
You did. Got it.
But, you know, I really felt strongly that, you know, growing up, being from a rural area in Wisconsin, I spent a lot of my time feeling a little bit marginalized. Being from some place that is often described as, you know, kind of between Chicago and Minneapolis, or for maybe people in Wisconsin familiar, it's somewhere between Madison and La Crosse. That identity of being from a small town and having that be important really came into significance for me when Arthur showed up the first time. And I got a lot of feedback from people in the community that it was important to tell the story of who I was and where I was from, in the hope of creating an identity for people who live there now and are growing up in rural America. So that became kind of my MO, so to speak, to really evangelize.
What can we learn about the food coming out of rural America?
I think we can learn a lot. I mean, I think that there is a beautiful transition happening right now where rural America is starting to feel more empowered, more recognized. But I think, you know, some of the things that we capture are the cultural exchanges that happen. Even in Wisconsin, you know, going through some of the programming for this year, we're going to a cheesemaker who has Oaxacan background, and then going to a really small butcher shop in a small town in Wisconsin, and they're teaching each other about the craft that each one of them holds and celebrates. And they literally are holding a line, so to speak, for their culture. But in that, there's a lot of crossover. And I think that that's what's beautiful about what's happening in food in the upper Midwest right now.
So, Arthur, the program selected a chef as a new host. Why did you go that direction?
You know, I think, you know, it was more than just a chef. It was what Luke, you know, brings to the table. I think, you know, as a producer, you know, I rely on my gut a lot, and not to make a silly food pun, but...
we like puns.
But no, I think there's just there's a feeling that you get when something's right, when something is magical. And I think I first got that feeling when I went to the Viroqua area. Early in the early days of Wisconsin Foodie, we would travel. All we had was a map of Wisconsin, but it was a cheese map. And that's how we would travel around Wisconsin. And we would routinely get lost because, you know, cell phones weren't as smart as they were now, you know, as they are now. But so we would look at the wheel of cheese and which cheese are we on right now, you know, and we started to get lost over in that area. But then we discovered the Driftless area, and it was just unbelievably gorgeous out there. And there was something, you just knew there was something special there. And from there, we discovered the Driftless Cafe. From that moment, you know, first working with Luke, I knew there was going to be a relationship somewhere down the line.
Do you see an advantage of having a chef talk with other chefs?
I see a big advantage with a chef talking with other chefs, but also somebody that's so connected to the rural part of the state and just that culture. I think it's critical for the show to have somebody that's such a great ambassador for agriculture, for dairy farming, small dairy farming. I think that's critical for us, and it was really kind of the impetus for us bringing him in.
Our guests for the rest of this hour are from Wisconsin Foodie, the public television show. Luke Zahm, a chef from Viroqua, is the program's new host. Arthur Ersink is here. He's executive producer. What questions do you have about Wisconsin Foodie or about the state's uncovered food scene? Perhaps you have a map of cheese in Wisconsin. Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Luke, what is happening at Driftless Cafe when you are working on this show? Because it sounds like you've got two different universes here.
It's quite a dichotomy, for sure. No, I think I hit the chef jackpot. And in true like Viroqua Driftless fashion, it was magical. Mary Castman, who is a graduate of Madison College here and also a graduate of UW, was living. She moved from Boston. She has a daughter, Alice, and a husband, Eric, and they had moved to Viroqua because they didn't feel comfortable raising Alice in Boston. They wanted something that was a little slower paced. It just so happens that she had been working at Oleana in Boston, which is a James Beard Award-winning restaurant, and then Sarma, which is a perennial nominee and finalist in the James Beard category. And I ran into her one day in the co-op, and I was like, hey, you know, if you ever just want to, you know, come in and swing a knife, the door is always open. And literally, we sat down, and we had one conversation, and I think personality-wise, which is so important, we clicked. So now, the story of the Driftless Cafe, she has a strong leaning into Mediterranean and Middle Eastern food. And I think that there's this beautiful cross-cultural thing going on where we're doing this Middle East meets Midwest. So all the ingredients are the same. We're still sourcing from all of our local farmers. But we have this different spin on it. And I think it's my job to empower her and kind of back off a little bit. So I'm there and I'm around. And it's takes some acclimation, but right now my focus is on making a television show that tells the story of who we are and where we're from.
You're out shooting, and your season will unfold in January, the new season. So what are you learning from this new hosting gig?
First and foremost, I'm learning that making television is really hard. The things that people take for granted, like we want to walk in the door, you know, I can screw that up more times than I ever thought possible. You know, so that like 20 takes to walk into one restaurant until I get it right. That's a little bit different. I didn't actually realize that about the television making process. I'm learning a lot about asking questions and trying to help people kind of move from one segment of their thought to another to give the show, you know, more fluidity. That's something that you as a journalist understand and, you know, take in as part of your daily MO. But for me, I'm actually really fascinated by what people are saying. I'm also learning that when I show up on a shoot, I can't ask all the questions that I want to ask right away because I would really want it to be a natural conversation process. Like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I am so excited about what you're doing. And usually the producers are telling me to like go in the back and be quiet until they get the camera set up and rolling and then ask the questions. So there's an air of authenticity. I'm learning a lot about that, but it's literally a riot to be able to be in this place that I love and care so deeply for, and you know, be able to tell a story that reflects my identity and the people of this state, and try and create something that has substantive meaning and authenticity. I don't know if there's a higher calling for a person like me.
Arthur, what types of diversity and stories are you uncovering for this next season? Can you give us a taste?
With Wisconsin Foodie, we're really sensitive to geography. We're sensitive to different cultures, different foods. And I think that goes into the whole brainstorming process of we know we want to get to certain parts of Wisconsin because we want to serve everybody. We want to tell the stories from the whole state. Us being from Milwaukee, Luke being from the Driftless area now, you know, but especially us being from Milwaukee, we're around all these great stories every single day in Milwaukee, and we have to push ourselves outside of that little box and search for great stories all the way north, all the way west, all the way east, in the middle of the state, because if we don't, we hear from our viewers, you know, that we need to get out more, that we need to do less of Milwaukee, less of Madison. So You know, for this season, where there's a lot of, we always love the traditional stories. You know, we were recently in Sheboygan, and we want to tell the story of the hard roll, Sheboygan hard roll, and while we're there, it's funny.
Oh, because what's the deal with the Sheboygan hard roll?
Sheboygan hard roll. Yeah. So the Sheboygan hard roll is just this like famous roll that pretty much goes bad within the next day. If you don't eat it like right out of the oven, it just goes bad. But it's this hard, crispy roll on the outside and soft, flaky, doughy bun on the inside. And a lot of Sheboyganers will eat brats on the hard roll, but it's not a traditional, you know, brat bun. It's a hard roll. So they'll eat two brats on the hard
brat.
Roll.
What's up,
the double brat? You know, so we ate several double brats. You know, because it's acceptable in Sheboygan. But you know, but then we met Fuzzy. You know, Fuzzy is this longtime old school, you know, hard roll maker, and that's like the one thing he did really well in his life,
yep.
You know, is make these hard rolls.
Have you picked up some tips along the way from Fuzzy and others?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, so going through that shoot, I can say this, like the thing that's amazing about this place is like literally we get into a location and we could have made half a season on Sheboygan. I mean, it's just when you're in a place and you see it and it comes at you naturally, like we could do a story about that, and that's captivating. But yeah, we actually did a couple bakeries, and we were at City Bakery in the morning. And so the idea was I was going to go in with Rick, the owner, and you know, master hard roll maker. And to be in a working, functioning bakery like that, it's clockwork. Everything is calculated. Every movement is, you know, precise. And then you've got some guy like, what can I do now? You know, like trying to like get involved, but at the same time not get in the way.
Uh-huh.
With the pressure of like, we're going to put cameras on this. And it was amazing. It was truly, truly amazing. I'm picking up tips everywhere I go.
Talking about this show, Wisconsin Foodie, airing on Wisconsin Public Television. New season in January. We'll have a new host with Luke Zahm. He is chef from Viroqua. Stays with us, and Arthur Ersink is the show's executive producer. So what should people know about Wisconsin's food scene where you are? What local treats should be the state encouraging? Which chefs are doing creative things in your community? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back for more in a moment here on the Ideas Network. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about the show Wisconsin Foodie that airs on Wisconsin Public Television. Has a new host for the upcoming season starting in January. Here's a bit of a preview from the show's trailer.
The food has been picked. We've taken it back to the cafe. We've done our preparations, and now we're ready to make sure that the love and care that these farmers have put into growing this food is translated into the dinner service. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
What questions do you have about Wisconsin Foodie? What do you want to know about the program's new host or its history? Join in at 800-642-1234. Luke Zahm is that new chef, new host. He's a chef from Viroqua. He's also the program's new host. And Arthur Ersink is the show's executive producer. They stay with us. Let's go to the phones now with John joining us from Wanakee. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. First, Driftless Cafe is just an absolute gem. It's an amazing place. The food is so good, so unprecious, so authentic. So just really thanks for having that there.
I think Luke is basking.
Wait, you had this guy call in. This is a setup, isn't it?
This is a setup.
This is a setup.
Dude, seriously. I mean, it's so good. And I spent some time out there because I do fly fishing in the trout streams out there. And, you know, the whole, you know, Chez farm-to-table deal that is really kind of organic to that rural area is so cool. One suggestion for the show is, you know, highlight, like, the farms or the resources that you're going to so that, you know, you go to the, you can go and say, hey, this farm produces really great, you know, grass-fed beef or, you know, free-range chicken or whatever it is, so that folks can kind of avail themselves to that resource directly. It's just, and I'm sure the show already does that, but, you know, just, you know, a link on a website or at the bottom, or just because I think the local farmers and local, you know, kind of food artisans would really get off on that. I mean,
that's a great suggestion.
Yeah, John, thanks so much. Yeah. And Arthur, how would you feel that going, getting to the farms more often?
I'm all about promoting the farms, the farmers. I mean, that is really kind of the core of what we try to do. Being a television producer, you know your limits with how much people want to watch a story about a farm, you know, so we've kind of dialed it in, but, and we make sure we do tell those stories, but, you know, they're bits of segments and, it's some farmers aren't set up to necessarily, you know, sell directly to, you know, residents or, you know, folks, you know, outside of the, you know, grocery world or the chefing world, but we highlight the farms and then we highlight the restaurants or potentially the grocery stores where they can find those products to make it a little bit more accessible. But I love the idea of connecting our viewers more with the farms and where they can find that food online. I think that's a big focus for us going forward, this kind of interactivity.
Yeah, that locally sourced.
Yeah. And John, thanks so much for the
feedback.
The props, seriously.
You know there's only one Wanakee in the world?
I did know that. I did know. They have a sign, actually, outside Wanakee that says, this is the only one in the world.
Yes, which is
fantastic. But, you know, I think speaking to Arthur's point, we have so many plans for the website, for interactivity, for things that don't make shows. Mm-hmm. You know, literally, we can go through and do tutorials, cooking segments. I think that that's one of the pieces that I really have an interest in, showing how to use these amazing ingredients and give them a life and a story that maybe the program segment can't capture accurately, but we can grow into.
You know, for us, it's more of a movement than it is an entertainment show. You know, we're trying to create something here. We're trying to create a mass of people that are really more conscious about the food that they're eating, the people they're supporting, and that kind of local economy. So for us, we're just trying to, you know, to make that happen through television.
Right.
Let's go to Kelly now in Cascade. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Arthur, I think my husband and I met you at the Shorewood Farmers Market.
Awesome.
My husband and I have started something. It's called the Nurturing Heart, and we are just 45 minutes north of Milwaukee.
What's your husband's name?
His Tim.
Tim, yeah. I love you guys. I want to put you on TV. I think I sent you a message on Facebook saying like, let's do this. I want to do a show about you guys.
Wait, did you plan this call?
So we totally got turned on to the slow food movement, and I have a website, Slow and Simple Living, so I'm really just jazzed about it and jazzed about the whole food scene here in Wisconsin.
Anybody listening should go on Facebook and follow, and not to do a call out, but like you guys post, like your posts on Facebook are just magical. And I knew Tim's plans was to open like a bed and breakfast or, you know, did that ever come to fruition?
That's great. We have a beautiful Cream City Brick 1885 farmhouse, which is full of all kinds of experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly with an old house. But we've got a 5-acre spot, but we're surrounded by a lot of agriculture land.
That's great.
And we're 45 minutes outside of the city, so we're accessible from Milwaukee. But we're really creating just an intimate dining experience. If people want to feel like they're out on the farm but don't want to drive really far away, or also want to feel like they're traveling to Italy but don't have to take a plane,
You can't do anybody else's television show but ours first, okay? So if John McGivern calls you, you cannot do the John McGivern show. You have to do Wisconsin Foodie first. We're the first ones because we're here talking. We're the first, and then you know the sea of people will come.
Well, we have to move on from this love fest. Kelly, thank you so much. Let's go to Tom now in Turtle Lake. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
I just wanted to say I had a suggestion for your guest today. The hotel bar in downtown Turtle Lake in the far northwestern corner of Wisconsin is coming up on its 100th year of operation, and they have an absolutely awesome bourbon burger.
Did you say bourbon burger?
Yeah, those are like two of my favorite
mine
things.
Too.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the tip, Tom. That's great.
Where is Turtle Lake?
So Turtle Lake is about an hour and a half north of Eau Claire. So
okay.
If you're familiar with Rice Lake, it's about due west. So it's pretty hard to be much farther west than still be in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Tom, thanks so much for the tip. Luke, what about burgers? What are you finding out there in Wisconsin?
What about burgers? So, yeah. Like, burgers, for me, are the litmus test, right? Because, to be fair, there's so much good food in the state, but, like, you can really judge a restaurant by its burger. So this is kind of a shout out to anyone listening who is a food service operator. A burger has all the nuance. Like, you can go and you can get it super fancy. You can get people who really, you know, we do coffee onions, or we have our special sauce that we do. But, you know, just about every bar and grill in the state has a burger. And I think sometimes simple is better. I think that there is room for the whole spectrum of burgers. Sometimes you want that, like, Wagyu beef, like, oh my gosh, this is a $20 burger and so decadent. Sometimes you want that, smash patty with, you know, the Wisconsin cheese, and it's just kind of ooey gooey, and it feels like, you know, hedonism a little bit. Like, I know this isn't good for me, but I'm going to do it anyway, because that's the nature of the burger. So I think that the opportunity to kind of eat that and see into the mind of the establishment, I can really tell a lot about a chef and the person that's back
by their
burger.
What do you think? What, you got a favorite one?
I don't know. Like, name dropping a burger on Wisconsin Public Radio like that.
Stakes are high.
The stakes are high. No, I think that there's some fantastic ones
dodging
out there.
Dodging it. Yeah, exactly. He's dodging. So, Arthur, you've worked on Wisconsin Foodie for more than a decade. What big changes have you seen in the food scene here in Wisconsin as you've worked on this project?
Oh, I've seen just the restaurant industry explode. Like, I think the amount of restaurants and the amount of restaurants in Madison, Milwaukee, and then on the outside of those communities have just really exploded. And part of that makes me a little nervous, because I think we're running into a lot of these restaurants are starting to run into staffing issues. I think that's a really big kind of crisis in the restaurant industry, is having proper chefs and staff. But also awareness of food, awareness of products, awareness of local and Wisconsin products. That is the biggest change I've seen in the past 10 years, and that makes me really excited.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This was fun. Luke Zahm is owner of the Driftless Cafe in Viroqua, the new host of Wisconsin Foodie, and Arthur Ersink is the program's founder and executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.